everybody doing today? This is Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio, a voice of a people. Thank you for tuning in today. We have 40 days left in 2021, 3 days before Thanksgiving, and 34 days until Christmas. Wow. Time is really moving fast, but we're almost out of 2021. I wonder what 2022 holds for us. Hopefully good and better things. All right? Now, we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download on any electronic device the free app called TuneIn. And once you download it, go to radio and then search WWGH. Usually you can call in when I have live people, like face-to-face, by calling 740-383-9944. But fortunately and unfortunately, you'll just have to listen today. Both of my guests will be call-ins, but it will still be live, and you still will be able to take advantage of their interviews, okay? Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Number one, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. December the 18th, the last month of this year, they will be having free produce. It begins on the 18th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Sorry, I'm excited today. I really have a special guest, but let me settle down. Free produce for Logos Christian Ministries, December the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m., okay? And I know they are having drive-through Thanksgiving dinners. I'm waiting on the time, and this will take place Wednesday. Okay, we have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio also. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have another announcement, Singles Holiday Bash, that will take place Saturday, December the 4th. Mark your calendars, Singles. It will begin at 6:30 p.m. It will take place at Harding Hotel Garden Room at 267 West Center Street. Bring a gift, a $10 minimum, for either a man or a woman. There will be games, food, and fun. Mark your calendars for December the 4th. Looking for a nice crowd. Hopefully, we will have a good time. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Personal Change, and it goes like this. When you do not upset yourself thinking about how others must change, and instead you concentrate on your own change, good things start to happen. First, you will feel better about yourself. Second, you will start to have positive feelings toward others and start to understand them. Third, others start having a more positive attitude towards you. There are many hidden benefits in personal change. And have you ever been around a person that kind of irks you and you say, boy, I'd be glad when they change. I wish they would change, but for some reason they just remain the same. Well, you know, that's when you look at yourself and say, wow, why won't they change? But the change begins in you. I've been a witness of that so many times. And when I began to change, when I asked the Lord to change me, and I said, Lord, you first, myself and my children, He changed everything and everyone around me that was getting on my nerves and was causing me pain and grief. But that's how it works. And He changed me. And you know, it was for the better. not just for myself, but for my children and all those around me. And I was getting on their nerves and not even realize that the person getting on my nerves was causing me to get on other people's nerves. You know how you tell everybody your sob stories and somehow you're thinking that they can help the situation or help that person to change, and it didn't work. Those things did not work until I decided, hey, I've had enough of this. Change me. I have to look at myself, you know, and where I am and where I want to be. But lo and behold, God saw me, God heard me, and He honored my request. He changed me. Go figure, right? So, if there's someone around you getting on your nerves and you just really want them to change and you're wishing they were changed and you're complaining all the time, not just to yourself or to them, but you're complaining to other people about them, hoping that they can change the situation or help that person change, well, it doesn't work like that. You have to change. You have to have the desire and want. And you have to also understand that there is a need for you to change. You know, no man is an island in this world. We all need one another. So, if you want to be happy and have a positive atmosphere, then do what you need to do. You change. For the better. Hopefully not for the worst, but for the better. But it's a positive thing and it's a necessary thing, so half at it, like they say. Not only that, we're getting ready for a new year. So there's still some things I would like to change in me, you know, for the better, that I don't really want to take into 2022, especially not COVID. I know I'm not by myself with that, nor do we have any control over that. But hopefully it will fade out completely in 2022. And we have a new normal, so we can't say so we can get back to normal. We have a new normal. We have new concerns and new health risk. And hopefully we are paying better attention to our health. And we should, you know, eating better and getting the rest that we need, getting exercise, which is needed, even if you walk, you know, a half a mile a day, 20 minutes a day, they say, is about really all that's necessary. A brisk walk, or do the best that you can do. These are things that we would like to take into the new year. Not only that, those big, beautiful smiles, we need those also, not just for 2022, but now, right now. So if you are a grumpy type of person, put your smile on. You'll make other people smile, because when they see that smile on your face, they'll say, wow, they must be having a good day. They must be happy about something. It's catching. It's contagious, and it should be, you know. So let's be contagious with our smiles and with our good thoughts and positive thoughts. And let us not forget, Thanksgiving is in, what, 3 days? Today is Monday. Lord bless, say the same. But we have Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. What are you thankful for? Let's be thankful. And let us humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Because, you know, He is our supplier. He supplies our every need. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, what are you thankful for? I'm so thankful that God loves me. What would I do without His love? Where would I go without His love? But I realize He loves me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Right? Right. Not that I have earned anything. But it's His grace that has saved me and supports me and brings me here today. Now, my call-in guest today is Cheryl Lee, my first guest. She will be calling in at 2:30. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion, Ohio, Marion County. She is also the owner of Inspect Ohio. I just gave you her information, and as one of my big supporters, or long-lasting supporters, again, her information is Home Inspection Company with 29 years of experience working for you. And she is located in LaRue, Ohio. Her telephone number, once again, is 740-262-0939. And Child Evangelism Fellowship Program is in some of the Marion City schools and a few county schools. They are known as a Good News Club. You know, they are also at the Marion County Fair in the summertime, and they also do clubs in recreational areas, sometimes in the school playgrounds or, you know, area parks. I used to be a part of that. I served with them, I know, a good 6 years, and it was a phenomenal time in my life. It was very encouraging and very fulfilling. But here's my call right now. Shirley? Hello?
Hi, Linda. It's Cheryl. How are you?
I'm okay. I was kind of worried about, like, where you at? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I had my hands, well, it's almost up to my elbows with late fall pears. I'm processing them, putting them back, and then my husband's like, Cheryl, aren't you supposed to be talking with Linda Sims on her show today? I about jumped out of my skin. I'm like, oh my gosh, what time is it?
Time for you to call in, of course. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing with your pears? Preserving them or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're busy
lady. I make pear sauce, which is richer than applesauce.
Okay.
And then I just go ahead and peel them and core them, and also just put up half pears, which are delicious whenever you want something sweet.
Right.
And they're good for you. I mean, I was surprised. I checked on the internet the other day just to see if my time was worth it. I'm putting them up. It does take a lot of time, but I've always enjoyed it, and so I checked to see just, you know, how healthy, how nutritious is a pear? Extremely. Extremely. It has a lot. It's chocked full of vitamins, and it's chocked full of just other nutrients. So it's an extremely beneficial fruit.
Well, good. That is good. And you're such a busy lady, and thank you for the health tip.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Your trivia for the day.
Yes, I was just talking about going into 2022 healthier.
Oh, I know. And, well, and I think that's probably one reason why I was checking on pears, too, is do they help lower your blood pressure? Not really.
Oh, okay.
But I was pleased to see that it has so many other benefits that they're well worth putting in your grocery cart. But we didn't come to talk about my pears. You called me, or you allowed me to come on so I could talk about something else that's very, very beneficial to the community, and that's Good News Clubs.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we have been in the schools now. Good News Clubs have been back in the schools. We were actually back in the schools. After school program, in the school buildings, one day out of the week, and we're so glad to be back in. You know, last year, 2020, was a difficult year for everyone, and the little ones especially, you know, the children especially in the elementary schools. And so we have, for the most part, been received very, very well back into the schools, and clubs are going very, very well. We've had some new volunteers step up, which is always wonderful to have. It's always nice to have new energies, new ideas, and just fresh faces to step up and help serve in the capacity of lead teachers as well as volunteers just to help with the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been excited about that. There is a couple of schools that we're concerned about. We're just really concerned because for some reason, and I don't know what, but for some reason, Garfield has always been a healthy Good News Club. This year, it has been zero attendance. Now, I know that the registration forms did not go out through. In the past, they've allowed us to put the registrations that to the teachers, and then the teachers would give it to the children and go back through the homes. I know this year that the registration forms were put in the office. So if anyone who is listening, if they're a grandparent or a parent, if you're listening to this, it's not too late for your child to be a part of the good news. You know, children come and go with throughout the whole year. Children will come and go because there are other commitments that they have, and that is no problem. So it's not too late for your child to go into the office and pick up a good news registration form, or better yet, for you to call the secretary and ask that a registration form be sent home with your child. And that might be easier because I know oftentimes the children get distracted or there's just no time for them to go to the office. So if you as a parent or a grandparent request a registration form to go home with that child, the school will give it to them. And we meet at Garfield after school on Wednesdays. So it's after school on Wednesdays. Now, I know, Linda, that this is, you know, probably poor timing on my part to be speaking on your radio. I appreciate all the time that you give me. But to be speaking on your radio program, because we've got the holiday this week, and I just found out that Marion schools are doing virtual today and tomorrow, and then the kids are out for the holiday Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I don't know how beneficial this conversation is going to be, because parents will get busy, grandparents will get busy, little ones, they'll forget. And, you know, when they go back to school on Monday, I'm hoping that your listeners will just jot it down.
Right,
that,
make a note of it, yes.
You know, come Monday, they'll call the school and have the school send a registration form in for that child.
Right.
Now, Garfield, of course, is a concern because there's zero attendance, but we do have a couple other city schools that are very slim in their attendance. Hayes is another one where they have the registration forms in the office. So again, if your listeners are from the Hayes School District, they would also want to call the office and ask for a registration form to be sent home with their child or children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with their child or children. And Hayes, they meet on Tuesday after school. Really have a couple of dynamic teachers teaching in those clubs, and the kids will really enjoy themselves.
How's the attendance at Hayes?
Pardon?
How is the attendance at Hayes?
Hayes, we're up to four.
Okay.
We're up to four. And so, and Hayes, again, has always been a very healthy club.
Mm-hmm.
Has always been a very healthy club, meaning that there's always been, you know, like high teens, 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're down to four. So, you know, we would like to see some growth there. And McKinley, we've got a great team there. Now they have seven very dependable children coming, and they're real pleased about that. And again, they're a little bit light at McKinley, but it may be because there's a new teacher there, you know, a new team. The kids get used to a teacher, and it takes a while to build it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So if your listeners are in the McKinley school area, the teachers that are there, the team is energetic, phenomenal. The teacher that was there, she had to be relocated to Benjamin Harrison, and also River Valley Heritage. So she's doing two clubs on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and so she's still involved. She just had to take a different location. Benjamin Harrison, I think we've got a good steady 24 each week.
Oh, that's great.
I know. TAF, they've got, 15 and several more registered, but they, 17. They're not doing bad at TAF. George Washington, they're a little bit light this year. So all the clubs are a little bit light because of, I think, probably just getting back in the swing of things from COVID.
Yeah.
Being out of school last year. And so just getting back into the swing of things. But with all honesty, Superintendent Irusi, he was wonderful and very instrumental on getting us back into the schools. And so we're very glad about that. And it has been real positive. It has been a real positive. This year, for the very first year, we're at Ridgedale. And we're real excited about that. So every school within Marion County, every elementary, has a club with the exception of River Valley Liberty.
Okay.
River Valley Liberty. And we've not been able to pull a club together. I don't know if people think Caledonia is too far out or what, but it really isn't. Caledonia is just not that far. And we would love to put a club in there. And it's not too late in the year to get a club together or to get a team in the school for a club. If somebody would be interested and we could work with them for the first of the year, that would be wonderful. So those are things that we would like to do. Wouldn't mind getting back into the middle schools, but that does take some special training, it takes training through CEF. You yourself used to teach at the Grant Middle School, and we'd like to get back in there.
Yes.
We'd like to get back in
yes.
there. But the training wasn't, why don't you explain to people what the training took, what the training was all about, so they understand it's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult. It's not even really different than what we did in elementary schools. You can teach adults those lessons, because I gained so much from the teaching myself, because the word goes to you first, since you are the one studying and preparing yourself. But that was always a hard pull over there. I think the most I had was probably 12, and I think that might have been our second year there, but it was a hard pull. But those students, they really need it, because they're going on to, high school and then out to the world. And that's kind of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that for those of your listeners who understand about spiritual warfare, that is an age where Satan really starts battling for their hearts.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that is all the more reason why it would be wonderful to have a strong team back into Grant. If nothing else, just to have the presence of Jesus in that school building. Because I know the last year that you were there, your team had dwindled down to one
student for
and
a whole
I'd
year.
Like to make your I'd like to make your listeners aware of the fact that Grant Middle School has a possibility of 900 kids.
Yes.
900 kids or more. Not all of those kids are in extracurricular activities. You cannot tell me that.
Right.
And yet we only had one child all year round or through the year of club, faithfully coming to the club.
I don't know if
what's wrong with that picture.
I don't know. I don't know if parents think that, you know, once their students get a certain age, like we're trying to cram God down their throat, but that's not it. And I wanted you to also share, you know, how beneficial CEF is in the schools and also in our community. I want you to share that with our listeners now.
Well, CEF, you know, we've only got, they know by statistics that a child, you only have a few short years to really capture the heart of a child for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If his heart is not captured for the Lord, then it's going to be captured for the world.
Right.
And if the world is capturing his heart, look around you and see what all the folly is. You know, I mean, look around and see what that child will have in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
All the foolishness that's going on right now. So we know that, you know, children are really targeted when it comes to evil people and evil things.
Mm-hmm.
When we are teaching the children in the Good News Clubs, what we're doing is we're just taking them a Bible lesson. We are teaching them about God the Father, who loves them, and they are special to him.
Mm-hmm.
They are special. They are individually and wonderfully made. We're teaching them about what's wrong and right.
Right.
What is sin? And we're teaching them that, you know, the greatest decision they will ever make in their life is someday to want to ask Jesus to come into their life.
Mm-hmm.
So the Good News Club, do we force it? No, absolutely not. That would be the worst thing that we could possibly do, is to, you know, badger a child into doing a prayer of salvation, because we want those children to understand that they're special to God.
Yes.
And that Jesus died on the cross for their sin and for the sins of others. But it has to be an individual choice on whether or not they want to have their sins forgiven. Because I would hate for a child to come to club, say a prayer, thinking that they're saved because they did this years ago at the Good News Club, and go no further with it.
Right.
You know,
that happens.
And think that they're assured, but that's not the way it is.
Right.
We want them to know why. We want them to understand, you know. So really, the Good News Club is no different than a Sunday school club.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching, they're learning Bible history, they're learning memorization verses. We have songs, we have a snack, we have a review game, we have treats for the answers of review games, and we have a missionary story. So that's what our time each week consists of. And so that makes it really important to a child, because they start acting differently. And we know they do in their clubs or in their classrooms, because we've had teachers come back to us and thank us for being in their school, because they have seen the change in their students
mm-hmm.
who have come to the club. Now, that doesn't mean that these children have accepted Jesus into their heart. They're just learning principles of right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take that back into their classroom. And not only do their teachers see it, but so do their classmates.
Right.
Now, if you can continue that on through elementary and through middle school and continue teaching the children these principles, we even have a high school program, but we, you know, again, that takes teams of committed adults. It takes people who are willing to give of their time, you know, to be trained and then to go into these schools. and to teach. And if you could keep that momentum going on and mentor these children as they are becoming young adults and leaving high school, how much better would your community be?
A whole lot better. Because it's scary now.
and it's not like Child Evangelism Fellowship is the save-all, you know. We're
right.
Just one ministry out there. But we can couple with, you know, we can partner with churches. And because that's part of the program is to teach these children and then try to encourage them to go to a community church so that they can continue being mentored, they can continue learning about God's Word, and also make some, put some roots down,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully make some long life, or learn some long life lessons.
Principles,
and
yes,
then,
absolutely.
Yes, exactly, the principles and lessons that they can live by and have those memories so as they're a young parent, they can go back and think fondly of the VBS that they went to or the church that they participated in or the Good News Club that they participated in. Because, Linda, you know as well as I do, sometimes we're being taught things and it just doesn't click at that moment.
Right.
But later on in life, it does.
Yes, it does. And there's a lot of garbage out there. It's just garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Kids have access to YouTube and all that stuff that's on there. It's just not good.
So that's where we're at with the Good News Club. So, you know, again, I'd like to emphasize with your listeners that if their children are in any of the elementary schools, if their child is not involved with the Good News Club, please call the elementary. Please call the school and ask for a registration form to be sent home with their grandchild or their child or children.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools will send those out. If by chance they don't have a registration form on hand, they'll get a hold of us. They'll get a hold of the lead teacher, and we'll make sure that there are some in the schools.
Right.
So, because, you know, they do run out. Now, the only school right now that I put a hold on is Harrison. I'm teaching at Benjamin Harrison, and we are at full capacity. So we have, you know, we've asked Miss Wilson, the secretary there, to, if any children, you know, are still interested, please go ahead and take their information. But it's a waiting list now.
Right.
Which is a nice thing to have in a sad way. Yeah, because you'd love to have enough room for all of the kids. But unfortunately, we have, you know, a team of two. And so there's no way of breaking the team up into two where we could host like K through second and then third through fifth. We don't have the manpower to do that. However, that's what we're doing at River Valley Heritage is we have two teams and we've got plenty of room for growth.
Right. That's
and
good.
So we have two teams there. We're meeting on the same day on Tuesdays after school. And that is broken down to K through second grade and third through fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just having a great time with the kids.
That's good.
But we do have room. We have room for those clubs. So if the school would like to, I mean, if the parents or grandparents would like to request a registration form, please give their secretary, Darlene, a call, and she'll get the registration form out to you.
That's good. That's real good. And I really hope that, you know, Garfield opens up here, you know, for the new year. It would be a great thing. It had a slow start. I remember when Deborah was out there. Remember she didn't have anybody out there, and she was going every day. And it had a slow start, but it kind of picked up after a while. So hopefully, you know, the new year will bring new hopes. I hope. I'm just praying that these things turn around. Much needed education. There's nothing better than to know good principles to live by, and helps to create a better behavior by reading, you know, the Word of God and getting wisdom, you know, not just man's wisdom, but God's wisdom to live by. And some of those memory verses will take them for the rest of their life, you know, because I still remember my first two, Psalms 100 and Psalms 23 was the first two we had to memorize in Sunday school. So, and it takes me still, they'll come up when I need them, you know. So I can't think of anything better for children, preteens, and teens than to be engulfed in the Word of God. It makes a world of difference in your life.
That's right. It is. And it's exciting for them, too. And, you know, in our club, because most of our clubs are K through fifth grade, so we are teaching towards the upper end, the older child, teaching to them and explaining the words to them. And as they're learning these words, you'd be surprised how the kindergarten and the first grader, the second grader, they're grasping these terms. And they're learning it right along with the other children. Each club has its own personality. I will say that. Each club has its own personality. And it's really neat to watch the growth of the kids in those clubs. Some clubs are quieter. Some clubs are just very energetic. But yet, when it comes time for the review game and answering the questions, you know, some of the most unlikely children will answer the questions.
You didn't think they were listening, did you?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And it's real important to have that review game, because I always tell them, this is how I'm tested on whether I am teaching them like I should be, you know. And so it's really a check for leadership.
Right.
To say, are we explaining what we should to the kids? Because, you know, it's a fun time for all of us. And it's a check for leadership to make sure that we are teaching the way we should be and what we should be. And then it's just a good check to make sure that the children are understanding and listening more than anything else. And they do. They surprise you all the time. They really do. So, yes, now, you know, would love to get into, like I said, River Valley Liberty the first of the year. But these other schools that we're in now, we will still be in there, because even after we go back after Thanksgiving, we still have a week. So we would still have about 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas to get new kids into the club and let them see what the Good News is all about. So you do not, as parents and grandparents, you do not have to wait till the first of the year to get your child involved in the Good News Club. And we would be more than happy to get them into the clubs next week. Next week. And if by chance you forget to contact the school and get a form or a registration form sent home to you, you can contact the school and find out when Good News Club is, and send a note saying that, naming the child out by their name, that you have given them permission to stay after school for the Good News Club, and please send a registration form home with that child. And that gives us that gives us documentation that we can keep on hand so that that child can attend Good News Club. And when you're doing that, make sure that you also include your name, your number, and an emergency number just in case something would happen. Very important. Safety for the kids are always, you know, it's always first. And so we just want to make sure that the you know, if anything happens to a child, we have the proper information to get a hold of somebody immediately.
Yes, yes. I don't think they'll be disappointed. I don't think so. I enjoyed it immensely, and it helped me stay on track. You know, I mean, it really did.
Well,
yeah.
I know. It does. I think I can honestly say when I started working with CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, 10 years ago, I believe that's when my preparing these lessons and, you know, just doing what I had to do to teach these clubs, and it's not hard.
Right.
It's not hard. But that's when I really started learning more and more, because they always have, in the teacher's guide, they always have like little sidebars and things of that sort, just little notes. And it's very intriguing for us, for leadership, and you want to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, it's been really beneficial.
Yes, it intensifies your studying. It should. It just does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I miss that. I really do. Even today I miss that, because after a while you kind of get out of the practice of that, you know, because you always preparing to teach a class by, you know, whatever day you're going to be there, Tuesday, Monday, or Wednesday. So it was an ongoing thing and a weekly thing, you know. So at least 2 or 3 days to get everything down packed and get your classroom together. And it's a great time. And thank God that there are still people volunteering to help out with teaching these young children the right way, you know. And because there's just so much out there, like I was saying earlier, that's so against God's word. And, you know, because like the Bible says, the devil realizes that his time is short and he's trying to deceive as many people as he can and as young as he can get them, you know. But Cheryl, we are out of time, believe it or not. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thank you for coming on today and sharing, you know, the good news to our listeners and the need for more people, more students to be in those school activities and how beneficial it is to the school and even to their families, you know, and to our community. And enjoy those pears.
Thanks, Linda. I appreciate you allowing me to come onto your program and to share with your listeners and just how important it is to reach.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voice